Charlie Overton speaking.
Hi, Ernie. It's Lisa here. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good to hear
that. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you from Notebook Writing. I believe you had a call scheduled.
Yes, that is correct.
That is correct, right. No worries at all. So, Ernie, I really wanted to have a quick discussion in regards to the overall project, since I'll be taking care of the rest of the project from here onward. We actually sent you a document from the writing team on the 17th of November. David Parkin had sent that to you because they needed more information. So did you take a look at that document?
I did.
Okay.
And I sent them on their program that they downloaded that they gave me.
Okay, so you wrote down something on the 27th of November. Let's just go back, okay, because I since you know that I'm new on this project, I would like to know more about the book and how did you end up writing this book?
Well, the subjects that I was interested in were things like metaphysics and short stories and things about outer space and stuff like along that line. And it just occurred to me that I could include social statements into a story that had to do with an alien race and compare them to my own. You know, things that happen in our society. So I tried to set it up like that.
Okay. And so is it correct that these stories, they are only meant to go as fiction, right? They're not real.
I've included things that happened to me that are metaphysical, but I weave them into the story to make them part of the plot and not represented as real, but part of the plot in the book.
Okay, all right. So we can say that some of these stories have been derived from your own life, right?
Yeah, the psychic experiences and stuff like that.
Okay.
I did not want to present it as real because most people would not believe me in the first place. So if I cloaked them in a storyline that had to do with the interaction between a human and an alien over a psychic link, then I could wrap those into the story and make them part of it.
Right. I see that there are different stories. Let me begin from here. There's a story that has a description concerning the planet of the starfish people.
That is correct.
That is the first one, I believe.
Yeah. And, why are you taking over this project?
Well, the reason why I've taken this over is because initially the project was assigned to Sheldon, but he's gone on a vacation. So I'm taking over the project temporarily until he gets back. Once he's back, he will be continuing on the project.
Okay.
Okay. Yep. So, all right, I think that is pretty much it. The response that you sent us on the on the 27th of November, is that in regards to the description that the writing team has sent you?
Yes. Actually, in the program you sent me, I put it in the category of feedback.
Okay.
All the answers I put, well, most of them. And the last one I sent in the email that was directed towards the gentleman that was in charge before.
All right.
I mixed them up. Mm-hmm. I mean, both mediums to get the answers.
Sounds good, Ernie. Okay, then. Thank you so much for your time. I will discuss this with your writing team, and let's see if they need any additional information. I will call you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, then. Thank you so much for your time, Early. I'll keep you posted on the project, and let me just really quickly check when exactly.
One more thing.
All right.
One more thing.
Yeah, go ahead.
They mentioned about the copyright thing, law, or something like that. What were they doing in that regard?
Well, I need to confirm if the payment has been cleared. I believe there was an issue with your card, right?
It has. I don't know if it's cleared, but I did send an email saying that my card was now unlocked.
That's correct.
They thought that this huge payment was suspicious, so they locked my card out.
That's right, because a lot of these banks have been, you know, taking care of this issue, because for any online payments, they have just put this for a high risk management, just to avoid any kind of scam or fraud. That's the reason why you get notified and you get an alert whenever you're paying anything online. So that's all good to go. Let me check with the billing department and confirm about that, okay?
Okay.
All right, so the first thing that we'll be doing once the payment has been cleared up, we will be submitting your application request. Once we submit that, it's going to take almost 30 to 40 working days for the application to get cleared, all right? Once that is done, afterwards, your book will be copyrighted. We'll receive the ISBN number along with the barcodes and the patent to the Library of Congress. Once we have all of that, we're good to go.
Okay, and when will I be getting further feedback from the team?
I'm sorry, I did not catch that. Can you repeat it?
When will I be getting further feedback from the
From the team? Right. That's what I'm checking on. Let me speak to them today, and I'll drop you a message, okay?
Okay, very good.
All right. Thank you so much. You too. You have yourself a good week. I will keep you posted.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.